the oldest wool poo in the nation. Hello and welcome again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Yesterday in Columbia, several sheep producers from around Tennessee and other neighboring states participated in one of the oldest traditions of its kind by bringing their wool to the wool poo. UT Livestock Specialist Warren Gill helps to coordinate the event each year.
This is the oldest wool pool in the United States, and as far as we know, anywhere. It was a cooperative thing that started many years ago in Goodlettsville, Tennessee.
Gill says they collected about 30,000 pounds of wool from Columbia and Maryville this week, and the wool was graded by the Department of Agriculture and placed into 400-pound bales. Producers received, depending on the grade, anywhere from 37 to 47 cents per pound. Franklin County producer Kenneth Beachy says the wool pool definitely helps to fetch a better price.
It's basically where all the producers in the state can bring their wool together, and there's a few other neighboring states that bring their wool in at times too, so it gives a place to pull a whole bunch of wool together and have a better market for it.
The Tennessee Sheep Producers Association oversees the wool poo, and producer Ben Powell of Wilson County is secretary treasurer of the organization.
It more than pays the shearing bill, and that's important. Actually, the numbers of sheep nationwide and in the state, too, have increased a little bit in the last year or two. So we think better days are ahead. Wool prices are better than they were several years ago. Of course, the wool market's pretty well controlled worldwide. Australia, New Zealand, and China.
China's getting the market, the economy of China a little stronger. It, oddly enough, is important to the Tennessee sheep producers.
And more than likely, Tennessee's wool gathered this week will be used for blankets, rugs, and hats. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.